We're dealing with House Bill 1133. Senator McCracken.
Mr. Chairman, let me do it here.
You can do it from your seat. That's fine, sir.
Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate Transportation Committee, Mac McCracken, State Senate District 34, Rapid City. House Bill 1133 comes to us this morning, and it deals with the Sturgis Classic or the Sturgis Rally, and regarding general or companies that manufacture pickups and vehicles like this sort of thing to display them while they're at the Sturgis Rally. We were not aware of this particular legislation until about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, and so that's the reason this bill has been hoghoused, and I do have people here to testify to share with the group of the reasons for this.
Okay. Senator. All right.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Myron Rao with the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. Just to further build on what Senator McCracken said, this actually, we're calling it the Sturgis Rally Bill, or talks about the Sturgis Rally, but it actually allows the display of motor vehicles at any event of 3 days or more. And what this does, current law allows motorcycles, only motorcycles that are either manufactured or customized, or customizers, to display these vehicles, not sell them. They have to go to a licensed dealer to buy those types of vehicles, but they can display at these events. The Sturgis Rally is the only group at this point that's taken advantage, because it's only been motorcycles. And what the Rally Association wants to do is have, for instance, Dodge Ram be the official truck of the Sturgis Rally, and they can get some revenue as a result of that. The State Fair can do the same thing. In fact, we're Representative Flowers and I are meeting with the State Fair manager on Thursday to talk about that same issue. So it really opens it up for other events, the Sioux Empire Fair, the County Fair at Rapid City. All of those events could actually go after some manufacturer to be the official sponsor of that event and possibly raise some revenue as a result of that. So all it does is strike the word motorcycles, insert the word motor vehicles, so it would allow the display of motorcycles and cars, pickups, whatever, at events of 3 days or more. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1133?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles, and this was brought to our attention actually during the legislative night with the auto dealers, and a dealer from Rapid City, Marty Ramkamas, indicated to me, that asked me if the Sturgis Rally had put in a bill to fix the problem that we had last year with Dodge coming into Sturgis. And the reason that problem was created in Meade County, there is no Dodge franchises. So even though that is the territory for Junix out of Spearfish, there is not a franchise dealer in Sturgis. And so therefore they could not set up in Sturgis unless Junix came over there and set up the dealership. So it really just allows for a little more free enterprise and letting these guys come in and display vehicles.
Okay.
So.
Questions? Staggers.
This bill, talks about the present law that we have already and talks about $150 for a 10-day temporary permit. That's a lot of money for a little piece of paper. This is just a money raiser, isn't it, basically, for the state?
No, it's actually a...
All right, hold on. Just hold down. Okay. You may answer.
Senator Staggers, it's actually not just a money raiser. It's a regulatory thing. It's to protect the franchise dealers within the state from being able to have somebody from outside of the state come in and set up business without meeting the same requirements that our other dealers have to make, which is established place of business. There's a multiple of things that they have to meet, as well as the purchase of their franchise. So it's really to protect our current dealers within the state from somebody coming in and setting up business without being properly licensed.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess the point I'm making, why isn't the permit $1?
Well, because we need some means by which to regulate them, and we do have to go out and inspect these dealerships and have people out there during the rally to inspect them. So.
Okay. Further questions? Senator Hagan.
I don't know if it's in this particular one. There's another section. There's a whole list of exceptions in that that statute, and it's in there that it talks about the 3 days or more.
Okay. Further questions?
Is it?
Thank you. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1133? Seeing none, are there any opponents of House Bill 1133? Seeing none, we'll close the committee discussion and action disposition bill.
Chairman,
Senator Valesky.
I move House Bill 1133 be passed.
Okay, do we have a second? Second by McCracken. Is there further discussion on House Bill 1133? Seeing none, those in favor of House Bill 1133 will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Hagan?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. House, move consent. There a second. Second by McCracken. So the consent calendar. Is there any objection to the consent calendar? Seeing none, we'll go to the floor with the consent recommendation. Okay. All right.